Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. We've got a very special edition of Let's Talk About It today. I had a chance to go on scene to the newest community orchard in Jamestown. It's located right west of the Two Rivers Activity Center. Sadie Leck and Amy Walters took some time out of their day to join me and chat with me a little bit about the community orchard project and all the work that's gone into it and the hope and future for the community orchard. So the following interview you're about to hear was done on site at the community orchard in Jamestown with myself, Sadie Leck, and Amy Walters. Amy Walters, Sadie Leck here at the community orchard, I think is what we'll call it, right? And right now we have a bunch of trees that were planted by a community effort. A lot of different people have helped put this together. Sadie, it was possible through a grant that you guys applied for. Do you want to tell us kind of what is going on out here and how this has been made possible?
Well, Amy approached the high school and talked to Adam Gaylor, our principal, about applying for a community orchard and wondered if there was a group of students that wanted to be involved in the planning process and the planting. And so I jumped on board with my class and we were very excited to be part of it. So we helped with the writing of the grant. Amy kind of took the bulk of that part of it. But once we were awarded the grant, we worked on, you know, planning and how are we going to plant the trees, the design of the orchard, and then brainstorm some possibilities for future use of the fruit.
Awesome. So here at the community orchard, it's just northwest, or I guess if you want to say west of the track building. What's the hope with this community project? You want to get community members to maintain it, but also make use of it down the line? Is that kind of the hope with that?
Right. And I think that's kind of the goal of the community orchard concept, is that it does become accessible to the community, and once it begins to bear fruit, that would be available to the community. But then we're looking at it as an educational opportunity as well, where we can partner with NDSU Extension or other organizations to talk about anywhere from appropriate planting practices of trees to harvesting and then preservation and use of the fruit afterwards. And we're looking to use it as well as education for our learning center kids that spend time with us. And as we see more and more of our community members having less access to our agricultural background and roots, they have less understanding of that. And I think it's important that kids know and understand where the food that they eat comes from.
Sure.
And so that's kind of what we're looking to do, both with the orchard. And then we also have our garden boxes that the Learning Center kids tend and will hopefully be able to make some salsa this fall.
I love it. So right now, obviously, all the trees and everything else is newly planted, so it won't start producing immediately. But down the line, the hope is to have a few different sorts of produce out here, right?
That's right. We have planted a few different varieties of apple trees, plum trees, and pear trees, along with the vegetables in the gardens that the Learning Center is maintaining.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have a variety of fruit that you can pick and eat and then use for making jellies and different baked goods later.
So. Awesome. And now as far as, community seems to be the big thing with this too. So down the line, once everything's producing and everything's maturing, community is invited to come out and maintain it and also benefit from it, if you will. So are you kind of looking for volunteers or anybody who's willing to come out and maybe like help upkeep the garden as it continues to grow further down in the future?
Well, we'd never turn away volunteers that want to help. So, yes. And we're really hoping that this can just become a space, too, for people just to come and enjoy. So, we've talked about into the future wanting to have some benches and things. I know the students had high hopes for a water feature that may be a ways down the road for us. But, really just creating an inviting space for people to come and be, and like I said, have the benefit of the fruit and learning a little bit about where our food comes from.
Awesome. And now as far as, like you said, we've talked about a couple of the future hopes for it, but what's next for the garden right now? Obviously, we're going to keep watering it and maintaining it, but you've said something about a fence to keep out wildlife. Anything else along those lines too that you guys are looking to upkeep with the community garden?
Yeah, here in the next couple of days, we're just going to kind of finish up the planting. We planted the trees last week and they're staked now, so we just need to get the straps to stabilize them and put the protectors so we don't have any big or little wildlife munching on them. And then just being consistent with the watering. And so that's going to be, you know, the focus for this summer and growing season and well into next growing season as well. The Parks and Rec Maintenance Department helped us out with a sprinkling watering system here a little bit. So that's really, you know, unfortunately right now there's not a whole lot of exciting things happening, but you know, after a couple of growing seasons, we really hope to see the benefits, I guess, of the project.
So Sadie or Amy, is there anybody else you'd like to recognize for helping out with the project, or anybody else you'd like to give a shout out to, I guess, as far as building this project, getting the grant, and anything else like that?
Well, I think I want to thank Amber Ramlow, brought her summer biology class over to help finish with the planting. The trees didn't arrive until the school year had ended. So my students weren't able, we did all the prep work, we did some of the groundwork and made sure the holes were all prepared, but the actual planting of the trees was the summer biology class. They gave up a morning in the classroom, which they used as a learning experience to come out and do that. So, and you know, this different students that have helped. This has been a project in the last year and a half, and we've had different groups of students, and everybody's been very excited about it.
Awesome. A community project built by the community and worked on by the community.
Right, and you know, and that's the thing too. We've had lots of partners throughout this process. So the public schools and Mr. Gaylor, you know, just being open to the concept is always wonderful. But then Alicia Harstead with NDSU Extension and the City Forestry Department, you know, Jamestown Parks and Rec maintenance staff, all of those folks really kind of chipped in to make this happen. And so we're happy to host it here on track grounds. And it's visible and accessible to our community. And in the next, you know, couple weeks, you'll hopefully see the fence going up around it. And that is, that's intended to keep the animals out, not necessarily the people. So there will be gates. So folks want to come in and, you know, just see the types of trees that we planted, the different varieties. They're more than welcome to. We've left all the tags on the trees for that intention. And we have some ideas for next fall with the students at the high school to make some name plates and signage and things like that. So hopefully we'll be able to add a few things each year and just continue to have it grow and be a welcoming space for the community.
That again was Amy Walters and Sadie Leck joining us on a special edition of Let's Talk About It, talking about the new community orchard in Jamestown. If you missed this interview, you can catch it all online at newsdakota.com, as well as some pictures and more from the community orchard. That'll do it for today's Let's Talk About It. Thank you for joining me. You're listening to ESPN Jamestown.